what, why? World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Excited to get down here. It's Friday morning. When I was teaching school, man, I used to love Friday mornings because I knew I could get through Friday and we had a football game tonight or something exciting going on the weekend. And my wife punched me in the ribs yesterday. She said, "You need a fight. You need a fight." I said, what are you talking about? She says, I know you. You need a fight. Yeah. I'm looking for one, but I don't want to go out and just punch somebody or punch. I never punch anybody. I don't want to punch a target without. Paul said that we don't flail. We don't just flail. I don't want to flail away. I want my efforts to be effectual. I'm starting to use that word more and more, effectual. And I got a call from a guy yesterday, or maybe had a conversation with a guy yesterday, and he talked again about me being to provoke people. And I said, yeah, that's right, a provocateur. I wear that. I'm proud to wear that, a provocateur, to provoke, to love, and to good works. It says in Hebrews, it could be 10:28, although I don't know that. So I'm here this morning to try to provoke you to love and to good works. Wait a minute, I'm going to say it again. Provoke you to love and good works. Because love alone is not good enough, see? Scripture says, you can't go to somebody and say, you see your brother, I'm paraphrasing, you see your brother in need and you go say, brother, I'll pray for you. And then you say, be filled, be warm, God bless you. And you don't do anything to meet his need. Well, that's, what is that? What is that, man? You see a buddy in need and you pray that his need would be met. Help him meet it. Help him meet it. Otherwise, it's just vain reputation. Just, brother, I'll pray for you. And you know they don't. Give me a thumbs up. People say, I'll pray for you, and you know they don't. It's just a way for them to get out of this situation. So we have to become try to become men of integrity, men of their word. See, I don't say, people, I'll pray for you, if I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I said that to somebody yesterday. Michelle was right beside me. She started praying right away. She held me accountable, see, right away. But Larry's doing this class on prayer, which would probably be good for all of you to get involved with. And scripture says that effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Okay, I want to know what's effectual. I know how to do fervent. I know how to do that. I want to know what effectual is, right? Bible says to pray without ceasing. Well, how can I do that? I'm doing a show. Did I stop praying to do the show? Well, we don't understand what prayer is. Prayer is a communication with God. Keep connected to God no matter what. We have the Holy Spirit inside of us. He's constantly there. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. Lo, I'm with you always, even into the end of the earth. God, we got so much power, and we don't even know it, man. I was sharing with the guys in the queue here before I came on the air. I'm not bragging, although I guess I sort of am. What does it say? Was it Muhammad Ali said, you ain't bragging if you can do it? And so I just want to encourage some of you guys. Rich is the one that kind of put me onto it. I was doing a Google a search of my own archives today, CoachDave.tv. And if you go there right now, some of you maybe are there right now, go to CoachDave.tv and you look at those videos, you see mainly these shows. And we're coming up on a year. Can you believe that? We're about 6 weeks from having done one every weekday for a year. That's a lot of shows, man. And they're all archived there at CoachDave.tv. But I was scrolling down farther today because I was looking for something. I used to do this little thing. I used to do these little five-minute segments called Coach News with News.tv or CoachDave.tv. And it'd just be a little five-minute thing. I'd shoot it out there and post it, and people would watch it. And I was back into those things today. I got to tell you, man, those things are rich. Oh, those are so good. Oh, I'm not bragging. Don't mean to be bragging, but I'm watching them. Not only are they good, they are prescient. In other words, they had some, see, things that are true. will be proven true by the test of time. And when I say something today, you don't really know if it's true till it happens. And then you'll look back and say, man, he was sure prophetic on that. Well, you can call prophetic. See, we get those two mixed up. Prophetic meaning seeing beyond. That's being prophetic, to see beyond. But the real prophetic gift is to speak for God, bring correction and direction. That's what it means really to be prophetic. You're speaking for God and you're bringing direction and correction to the body of Christ. These guys who do this, what they call the prophetic minister, where they lay their hand on your head and say, Brother Rich, oh, Brother Rich, I see wealth in your future, Brother Rich. Oh, Brother Rich, heaped up, pressed down, running over. Oh, men will give in you. Well, I'm kind of leery of that stuff. Is it okay for me to say that? I'm kind of leery. And so as a result, that's what in the mind of most of us, prophetic has become. People go around there, prophet this and prophet this and prophet this, prophet this. Prophet, being a prophet is a gift. It's one of the gifts, one of the offices of the church. And I believe we all operate in that gift at certain times. Boy, Coach, it seems like you're going in circles. I'm going in circles because I'm trying to help you guys see we are tapped into something otherworldly here. Is that okay for me to say that? We're tapped into something otherworldly. I can't explain it. I can't explain what I hear and what I say and what I can't explain it. But time after time after time, all I have to do is what Rush Limbaugh said. He wrote that book 20 years ago, 25 years ago. See, I told you so. And I don't want to be a guy like that. I don't want to be the guy that says, see, I told you so. Or as Rich and I were talking about this morning, the five worst words in the English language are, I saw that one coming. I don't want to be like that. I don't want to see something. I don't want to see something bad happen and say, see, I told you. No, I don't want to be that. I want to tell you something's coming and have you be prepared for it. So here's where I'm heading this morning. This whole thing with the birth certificate issue popped back up. I don't know. I'm going to talk a little bit about the conflict of the press conference of Mike Zullo and Sheriff Arpaio did yesterday that said without a shadow of a doubt that they have ridiculed us. Remember Saul Alinsky's rules for radical is ridicule. Whenever you hit upon something that is true, they will ridicule you. They will make you feel like a fool because you've questioned it. They'll tell you you're a loony, that you're a nut job, that you're a conspiracy theorist, all done to delegitimize the truth. We've been talking the last few days on here about truth and deception and everything's around us. Well, Judge Arpaio and his cold case posse out there in Arizona, they've been doing an extensive review of Obama's birth certificate. Hear me. Not to see if he was born in America. That's not their point. They've been doing research on the birth certificate because they know that the birth certificate that was posted on the White House website was a fraudulent document. They've now proven that. That's what the press conference was about last night. Beyond the shadow of a doubt that the birth certificate posted on the White House website, released to America, was fake. Faked. At the press conference last night, I got a little video. I don't know if we're watching or not. At the press conference last night, they showed you exactly how that was faked. And not only that, they found the birth certificate that it was faked off of. They found one birth certificate and through office or whatever that thing is, they took those images, they moved them over, and they superimposed them on a fake birth certificate. So listen, point is this. The President of the United States, the White House, validated and posted a fraudulent document. That is a felony. Do you guys understand that? That's a felony. Hey, Tim, when was the last time you faked your birth certificate? Rich, remember back in the days when you tried to get a fake ID so you could go get a beer? I mean, I remember those things. But you even tried to do that and they caught you. You're in trouble. But now you're President of the United States and you fake your birth certificate and you send it out for all the world and it's fake. I would ask this simple question. Why would you do that? Why would you fake it? Seems to be a simple question. But Mike Zullo says that can't get anybody, any law enforcement agency anywhere that will touch it. Why? Ah, see, it goes back to all this stuff that we've been talking about. Well, if we could just step back, if we could just see me, I'm in a stadium. My picture, let me pull my picture up here a second. I'm in a stadium. You see that glass behind me, that stuff up there, they call it the press box. You know what's great about the press box? You sit high and you see low. You sit up there and you can see what's going on. You can see if the nose man's lining up in the gap, or is he head up, or is he outside eye. You can see everything where he is because you're sitting high and you're looking low. It's a great advantage. Well, God sits high and he looks low. And if we could be up at God's perspective and we would look at what was going on, we would be able to see very perfectly this game plan and exactly what's going on. We would be able to see it. But see, here's the problem. You know, want to know the worst seat in the whole game? Let me point to it here. It's right down here. That's the worst place to be at a football game. Oh, it's good to be there because all the action's right in front of you. You can hear all the grunting and the groaning and the cussing and everything that goes on in a football game. You can hear that right there on the sidelines. But that's the worst seat in the house because everything's flat. Everything's in front of you. You can't see. Guy steps in front of you, you can't see on the other side of him. You get it? So we've had the perspective through the Holy Spirit to sit high and to look low. And if we could just get our eyes to realize and see how this whole thing is connected. See, Obama's been able to get away with the birth certificate because, as Kevin put over here, there's the elite have been in control. They haven't been afraid of anything. And now it appears that their house of cards is beginning to crumble. Why is it beginning to crumble? Because Trump is sticking his foot in the door. And always up to this point, they've had control of the legal system. They've had control of the legislature, the House, the Senate, the Justice Department. They could get away with anything because why? They were in control of. They pulled all the strings. So now Trump comes in. He stuck his foot in the door. And there are a lot of people who are in trouble. And as we said about the birth certificate, remember Bill O'Reilly laughed about it? Bill O'Reilly made fun of it, all that kind of stuff. I remember making a video. That's what I was looking for today. I said, the day's going to come. This issue is not going to go away. I said 5 or 6 years ago, this is not going to go away. This is not going to go away. We will never get away from it. And now Judge Arpaio and Mike Zullo have put it right back smack dab in the middle of the American people. The mainstream media still doesn't want to cover it. See, it's unbelievable, isn't it? Do you understand the significance of it? If, in fact, the President of the United States is not eligible to be President of the United States, all the legislation he signed would be invalid, right? Man, oh, man, are you kidding me? No wonder they want to kill Trump. No wonder they want to kill Trump. No wonder they want Paul Ryan. No wonder they want Hillary. No wonder they want never Trump. Anybody but Trump in there. Because, see, they get it. Pick the Supreme Court. All those rules, all those laws, all the stuff they've been stacking up against us. Man, oh, man. Exciting time to be alive. Okay? Now, before I go there, I got to show you something. This, well, I probably should read from the word. Let's turn to Isaiah. Turn to Isaiah. I'm encouraged today. I don't know what the Lord's doing, but he's doing something. Because gals, he is exposing something, isn't he? Something is being exposed like we've never, ever seen, to a degree that we've never seen it. And remember when they laughed at all of us and they called us birthers and truthers and laughed at all of us? And now it's circling back around, isn't it? Oops, that's counterclockwise. Nothing hidden will not be revealed. I'm in Isaiah 9. Did I say that? Isaiah 9. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm in Isaiah 9, verse 2. I don't know why. That's just where the Lord said to me. Yeah, he did. I think it was him. Because I hear his voice, another voice I don't hear. told me to go here today, so I'm going to go here today. I'm going to start in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. And again, for those of you who don't read the Bible a whole lot, I want you to remember this. There's no such thing as chapters. When Isaiah wrote this down, he just wrote it down as a letter or as a document. He didn't put chapter 9 on it. And point being, it's one continuous train of thought, okay? When you read the scriptures, understand that. It's like you were going to write down any of the epistles, and you were going to write down. I write a commentary at newswithyous.com every week. I don't put paragraph 1, paragraph 2, paragraph 3. They just flow together. And when I get to the bottom, I've made this point, then I make the next point. But it all flows together. You have to read the whole article to understand what it was I'm saying. That's why context is so important in when we're reading scriptures. So and beginning in Isaiah 9, chapter 2, and they only mark it that way so that we can all say, go here, and we're able to do it. It'd be easy if they said, go to page 27, we could do it. But that's not the way the Bibles are done. Verse 2, we'll start with verse 2. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. Is that anybody here besides me? I walked in unbelievable darkness, and now I have seen a great light. Praise the Lord. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, wow, upon them hath the light shined. Do you guys understand that how many people you are walking, that you deal with every day who are walking dead men? They are dead. When their heart stops beating, they're dead. Now, I'm going to find this out at some point, but I believe when my heart stops beating, my life's just beginning, I think. But the people you're walking around in the land of the shadow of death, wow. Verse 3, thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. Somebody say amen. Wow. They joy before thee according to the joy in the harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. Selfish people. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden, and the staff of his shoulder, and the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the Lord, hear me, I've been telling you this, you have to stop the second voice. The battleground is of the mind. You with me? Listen, for every battle of the warrior is with confused noise. Let that sink in. When you're in the middle of a battle, there's going to be a lot of confusion running all around you. Why? Because Satan is the author of confusion, right? I lost my place here. Let me find it. And garments rolled in blood. Every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and with garments rolled in blood, but this shall be with the burning and fuel of fire. He's talking about the new arrival coming. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, and of the increase of his government and his peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his throne, to order it and to establish it with judgment and justice from henceforth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of the hosts will perform this. Wow, isn't that good? So God's peace and God's government, no matter what we see, is ever increasing, boys and girls. It's ever increasing. And if we go back up here, it says, go down, Jared, go back down to verse 6 a minute. I'm sorry. Right, stay right there. For a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And I think I've told you this before. The head, Jesus is the head. Where does the body begin? The body begins at the shoulders. And so who will the government be? Upon who will the government be? It'll be upon his shoulders. Upon his people is where the government is supposed to reside, where the government is supposed to rest, okay? Let's go down to verse 10, then we're about done here. Yes, verse right there, Jerry, that's good. The Lord sent a word, verse 8. I'm having a hard time seeing it today. The Lord sent a word unto Jacob and hath lighted upon Israel. And all the people shall know, even Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria, that say in the pride and stoutness of heart, the bricks are falling down, but we will build with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will make America great again. Well, the Lord Saul shall set up the adversaries of Rezin agent against him and join his enemies together. The Syrians before and the Philistines behind, and they shall devour Israel with open mouth. For all of this anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. For the people turn not unto him that smiteth them, neither do they seek the Lord of hosts. Therefore, the Lord will cut off from Israel, head and tall, branch and rush, in one day. Okay, so that's the judgment of the Lord coming if we don't return back to God. The government's upon our shoulders. Cool? Cool. Anybody want to do anything here? Because I jump in a couple videos here. Anything to add? Because sometimes when we read the scriptures, somebody hears something I didn't hear. That Holy Spirit speaks to him, that little voice says something to him. And maybe we missed an important thing. I want to make sure that you get your chance to get it in here. Okay, cool. So the first thing I saw this morning ticked me off. It ticked me off. Couldn't believe it. I'll show it to you right now. I don't really want to go to Pizzagate, okay? I don't want to talk about Pizzagate, but I can't avoid this. Megyn Kelly had as a guest on her show James Alefantis. You guys know who James Alefantis is? He's the guy that owns the Comet Pizza. He's the guy that owns the pizza place where all this stuff's taking place, all right? So Megyn Kelly has him on. By the way, he's David Brock's former boyfriend. You don't need to say much more than that, do you? This guy here is David Brock's former boyfriend and 52nd most powerful man in Washington, D.C., and we don't even know who he is, right? So here it is, this exclusive interview. Megyn Kelly gets James Alefantis on her show. Are you ready? Listen to this. Go ahead and play it, Jared.
D.C. James, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
What a terrible ordeal this must have been for you.
It has been.
When this man walked into your restaurant with this gun firing multiple shots, no one was injured. You weren't there that day, right?
I was there earlier that day.
You knew things were reaching a fever pitch, but did you ever foresee that?
It had been building since before the election. So starting on November 4th, I started receiving messages on my Instagram that were just very bizarre and strange and accusing me of all kinds of falseness and conspiracy. And this built and built and built and built for over a month. And really, it's not just me that was involved. It was my staff who was harassed and attacked. They received Instagram messages, Facebook messages. Then it started to appear that images of children and other people were being taken from social media and blasted throughout the internet with this insane conspiracy idea filled with just lies about this impossible international conspiracy of human trafficking.
I don't want you guys to miss this. Megyn Kelly is making this dude a victim. Go ahead.
Traffickers involving Hillary Clinton.
Oh my goodness. And you. And you're a Democratic donor. There's nothing illegal about that.
No.
It doesn't make you a pedophile or somebody who's part of a child sex ring. One of the pictures that Trey showed in the report, people have been pointing to, well, look at this is evidence. There's a child with her hands taped down. And you say there's a very simple explanation for that.
Yeah, I'm very glad that you've had us on today.
Oh,
it's an incredible thing. We've invited your cameras into the restaurant because people have all of these ideas. And this is, people use social media. This is a picture of my godchild in a completely innocent place, very happily playing with her sister. Her sister taped her hands. Her parents are there. I put this on my Instagram with their approval right there. It sits there on the internet for a year and a half, mm-hmm. and people start building these lies and falsities about innocent people and then spreading this image over the internet.
When people talk about fake news, you know, a lot of folks just roll their eyes like, oh, you know, whatever. People figure it out. The truth is they don't always figure it out. And someone could have been killed inside of your restaurant.
Yeah. Put some clothes
no
on, Megan.
Reason other than people like Alex Jones fanned a conspiracy theory that even the D.C. police say has no basis in fact.
Yes, it's a pack of lies, and it's dangerous. What happens is this person was inspired to drive across four state lines with an assault rifle and enter a family-friendly restaurant at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday. So you can imagine the fear
right.
that must have been felt by these people. And this is real consequences. My staff lives in fear. My staff are the bravest people I've ever met. And we are trying to make sure that they're safe and do their job. Imagine someone coming to your workplace with an assault rifle.
And to be accused of being a pedophile because you have emails that talk about pizza. When you run a pizza parlor, I mean, they're going to be emails. Like, well, the word pizza seems out of place. It's really gone down the rabbit hole. But you tell me whether this has affected your business. And separate and apart from the fact that no one was injured, whether there have been real-life consequences to you and your customers and your staff as a result of, again, the D.C. police are saying this is fake. Fake.
Thank you. It's true. Yes, it's been just, it's like being terrorized. It's been over a month of daily death threats to me, hundreds of phone calls to the restaurant asking for all kinds of wild things like ordering a cheese pizza, something that we just do. We're a pizza place,
right.
A family-friendly pizza place. We've been in existence for 10 years in the same location. So it was difficult and shocking. Now, our community has rallied around us.
Good.
So we have people coming in. There's families and kids. We're there. We have private security. We're trying to make sure that our staff feel safe, that our community feels safe, that our customers feel safe.
What's the bottom line quickly? What's the takeaway? What needs to change?
I think there has to be way of breaking these things up. It's impossible that this news can go from one person to the next in a grand conspiracy theory, and there's no reporting, no ability to do anything.
I know Reddit has banned this topic on its website.
That's good.
Slowly but surely, those who help fan it are trying to dial it back out of the safety, you know, out of concerns for the safety of those who have been endangered by
really,
this.
Really, this could happen to anyone. It's not just us.
Yeah.
It's
any
single person.
I know you said to our producers, it's all so surreal until the gun comes in. Wow. James, thank you for...
Boy, they got every hot button you could ever want there, didn't they? They got the guns in there. They got the fake news in there. They got it's just a pizza parlor in there. They got the police said it's fake. They got it all in there, did they not? Is this unbelievable? Anybody got a reaction at all? Fair and balanced, Fox News. They're looking out for us. Bill O'Reilly's looking out for us.
My reaction, Apocalypse Fox.
A box on Fox. It's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing.
Look, if you still got cable TV and you're paying all of these mainstream media places, you need to get rid of your cable, period.
Yeah. Remember this. Here's the point I'm trying. Here's the takeaway. You say, Coach, what are you talking about? Here's the takeaway. Remember, we're sitting high now and we're looking low. And we see where all the connections are running. We see all of these connections. Somebody at Fox News is connected somewhere. Somewhere in the Republican National Committee is connected somewhere. It's all connected. Opie, get out of here. Look at this thing. He wanted to be on the air, I guess. Opie, get out of here. It's all connected. That's what I'm trying to show you. I'm not just throwing stuff up here, but for us to understand, not to be ignorant of his devices. Because do you know how many loyal Fox News viewers think they're getting the truth? And what did Megyn Kelly just tell us? It's fake. It's all fake. It's all fake. The DC police told us. What more do you need to know than that? Anybody? Cool. Got another one. Got another one you got to see. Remember, propaganda, deception, lies. Jared, pull up there a message from Martin Sheen, put him up there. Did you guys see this? A bunch of B-list actors. Listen, watch this crap.
While we're on that video, I just want to remind everybody that there was some really fake news going around one time. It was called "The Earth Is Not Flat."
Where's the birth certificate? There's some more for fake news. Watch this propaganda out there. This just shows you what we're dealing. Folks, listen, we are dealing with the unregenerated mind. Do you get this? And those of us who carry the name of Christ, we have to be able to see and understand how this unregenerated mind is operating. These people actually believe what they say. Now, if they're an actor, know this, an actor is paid to act. So you never really know. Alan Keyes told me one time, we were sitting at a table, And we were talking about Fred Thompson, when Fred Thompson was running for president. And Alan Keyes said something to me, something was really profound. He says, Coach, you can't trust Fred Thompson. And I said, why? He said, oh, Coach, he's an actor. They train these guys to even lie with their eyes. Never forgot that. So all these people, see, they're just dolts, really. They're spiritual dead men walking, and they are acting a role. So they're going to come out here now for 2 minutes, and they're going to try to, number one, they love the Constitution all of a sudden. They love that Constitution. They love the Founding Fathers all of a sudden. And they are appealing directly to you guys. They're appealing directly to Republicans. Just watch this crap. And listen, if you throw something, throw it at your computer, not at mine. Okay, go ahead.
Republican members of the Electoral College, this message is for you. As you know, our founding fathers built the Electoral College to safeguard the American people from the dangers of a demagogue and to ensure that the presidency only goes to someone who is to an eminent degree endowed with the requisite qualifications.
An eminent degree. Someone who is highly qualified for the job.
Like a Barack.
The Electoral College was created specifically to prevent an unfit candidate from becoming president.
There are 538 members of the Electoral College. You
and just 36 other conscientious Republican electors can make a difference.
By voting your conscience on December 19th.
And thereby shaping the future of our nation.
I'm not asking you to vote for Hillary Clinton.
I'm not asking you to vote for Hillary Clinton.
I'm not asking you to vote for Hillary Clinton.
As you know, the Constitution gives electors the right to vote for any eligible person.
Any eligible person, no matter which party they belong to.
But it should certainly be someone you consider especially competent.
Especially competent to serve as President of the United States of America.
By voting your conscience, you and other brave Republican electors can give the House of Representatives the option to select a qualified candidate for the presidency.
I stand with you.
I stand with you.
I stand
with you.
I stand with
you in support and solidarity with conservatives, independents, and liberals.
And all citizens of the United States.
The American people trust that your voice speaks for us all.
And that you will make yourself heard through the constitutional responsibility granted to you by Alexander Hamilton himself.
What is evident is that Donald Trump lacks more than the qualifications to be president.
He lacks the necessary stability.
And clearly the respect for the Constitution of our great nation.
You have the position,
the authority,
and the opportunity to go down in the books as an American hero.
Who changed the course of history.
And you have my respect.
You have my respect.
You have my respect.
For your patriotism.
And service to the American people. Unite for America.
Is this unbelievable, guys? Huh? Is this absolutely unbelievable? Remember, my buddy Chad, I hope you're listening today. I left my phone upstairs again. I don't know how I did that. Your emotions will betray you. And just like the video that we showed yesterday of Bill Nye, the science guy, their appeal is always emotional. Always emotional. Which, by the way, did I say it? That's how Hillary almost won the election, by appealing to the emotions of women in particular. Now, I think Trump has the qualifications to be president of the United States. Hey, JR, I checked him today. 35 years old, natural born citizen. I think he meets it. I think he meets it. Hey, Robert, you have the qualifications to be president, don't you? Yeah, everything else is just an opinion anyway. Reaction to that video. I got some good stuff to share with you today. Mind control. I'm with you. I stand with you. Wasn't that Hillary's slogan? I'm with her. Now they're with us. See, now they're with us.
Do you notice how they did the reprogramming component of it? Don't vote for Hillary. Don't vote for Hillary. That's programming.
Sure it is. Putting that name Hillary in your head, see? Hillary, 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 Hillary. Don't vote for him. Anyway, again, we're sitting up high and we're looking down low. And what did we just read? What did we just read about the noise, huh? For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise. Jared's a good man. He's got that up there. Underline that again, Jared. I want people to see it. It's verse 5. Verse 5. Because we're in a battle for sure, fellas. And there it is. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise. Jump in here, Tim. What do you think out there on the West Coast? Hang on, man. There you go.
I just think it's wild, you know. But the only thing I can think of is, well, I'm going to say it again. Romans chapter 6. Without it, we're all yielding our members. And we're all going nuts.
Amen. That's because there's no restraint of the Holy Spirit in him. There's no restraint at all. It's emotion-based. Remember, your soul's made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions, right? And the Holy Spirit's given to you that you're able to control the emotions in particular, to be able to control so you don't make irrational decisions. And we see that they're without restraint. They're without restraint. Yeah, Tim?
No, I read somewhere that it's pretty much a done deal that according to the Constitution, now that he's elected, they can't go back and change it. Is that true, or can they really change
it? If he doesn't get if Trump, you talking about the Electoral College? If Trump doesn't get elected at the Electoral College, it goes to the House of Representatives and they pick it. So that's why people say it would end up being Paul Ryan or somebody like that if it gets to that point. But I think we're okay. I don't think they're going to be able to pull it off. Larry? Hey,
it can't be Paul Ryan. The 12th Amendment, which changed the way the Electoral College stuff is done, it says if there's no majority, then the House of Representatives chooses the president, but their three options are, then from the persons having the highest numbers, not exceeding three, the top three people in the vote for president, if none of them reach that majority, the top three people in the list who received electoral votes are the only three that the House of Representatives has a chance to choose from. So this crap of Kasich and somebody else or Paul Ryan or something sneaking in here because he makes more sense than anybody else, that's just plain old bullcorn.
Didn't know that, man. That's good. That's good to know. So it would be Hillary, Trump, or I don't know who the next one would be, one of those third party guys. Pardon me?
Johnson, maybe?
Yeah, probably Gary Johnson. Yeah. That's good to know, Larry. I didn't know that. Didn't know that.
Hey, Coach, okay. Can I pose a question?
Sure.
What do you think is either the threshold or the triggering that we would look to see that the restrainer has been removed? What would that look like?
I don't know. It might look like what we're seeing now in some ways, Sarge, because the restrainer has certainly been removed from the minds of many people. We live in an unbelievably godless society. That's not true. Maybe multi-god society. And the main god that we're seeing is the god of self. God of self, and god of emotions, and god of feelings. Seems to be ruling the day. But the restrainer is the Holy Spirit in you and in me and of those of us who carry the name of Christ who are still standing back and pushing against these forces of darkness. Otherwise, we become lawless. Scripture says that when lawlessness will abound, the love of many will wax cold. So that's the noise of the battle. That's why we have got to stay focused on exactly what's going on. And it's a battle over truth as opposed to deception. Remember, the prophets prophesied lies and the people liked it that way. Remember, the scripture said that they heaped up for themselves. Teachers have itching ears. In other words, the teachers didn't come to them. They went and found the teachers that they liked and said the stuff that they wanted to hear. That is the deception. It's a bottom up deception, not a top-down deception so much. Go ahead, Sarge.
Yeah, no, that's the point that Larry JR put too in the chat here about lawlessness. Look at the level of lawlessness that we're seeing now compared to even 20 years ago, especially at the political side of the equation for all countries.
And so, and Sarge, what they're doing, as we just just heard in that clip we played, now they're trying to return to law. Do you see? They've been lawless, and now they're trying to bring law back to lock us in. See, one of the rules of radicals, don't ever forget this, is to make us live up to our own rules. So how do they come back at us? Okay, all you constitutionalists, how about this? How about this? The Constitution says this. Hey, you constitutionalists, when for the last 8 years, who cares what that Constitution said? It's a living, breathing document. You see the game that they're playing? That it's like the devil preaching scripture. It's no different than the devil preaching scripture. They're preaching Constitution, see, because they've been lawlessness. They hate law, and now they want to bring law back in.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Just, I was talking with somebody yesterday about this, and I don't think it's a choice of an authoritarian or not authoritarian government. There's going to be an authoritarian government.
Always has
been. It's a choice. Really. It's the choice of, is it going to be a righteous,
a velvet
or
hand,
evil
fist
government?
Yeah. All right. Right.
We're getting the fist. We're going to get the fist. The fist is going to punch people in the face. I just want them to punch evil in the face.
Hey, man, it's a matter of who's going to get hit, right, Jared? Which team's a bat? And it seems to me we're a bat. I don't know. You agree with that? We're at bat. And Rich, one of the problems that we had, we don't play to win. We play to be nice. We play to give everybody a trophy. We play to make everybody feel good when the day's over. We play with it. Hey, Larry, we have a guy in the White House who's a fraud. Now, he may be a natural born citizen, but he ain't who he said he is. And I was going to write a commentary on Thursday. Maybe I'll use it for next Thursday. Here's our dilemma, Big Rich and Jim and who do we go to? Who do you go to when those who are supposed to enforce the law refuse to do so? Where do you go? Hey, Kevin, what do you do when you go to a church that won't enforce God's law? When you go to a church, the position of authority, the body that we talked about there, the body upon his shoulders, when the church body does not enforce the laws of God, which are what? Marriage is between a man and a woman. You can't kill a baby. So we see lawlessness in the church, and it's manifesting itself as lawlessness in the world. Or is it manifesting itself as lawlessness in the world and creeping into the church? We could argue as to which way that's happened. But what we are seeing for sure is lawlessness is abounding. And because lawlessness is abounding, we are in this. We have a lot of confused noise.
Yes, and that's why we have, the Bible tells us to come out of her. It's the mystery Babylon, and it's across
all sectors.
It's a system.
It's not a nation. It's a system. Mystery Babylon. Wow, this is good, man. That's so deep. Hey, listen, guys. We're sitting high. Let me get me back up here. We're sitting up here. We're watching what's going on. Most people are clear down here. They don't have any idea what's going on. They just came to hear the band and the music. And you happen to be lucky enough that somehow the Lord stuck you up there. Yeah, Tim.
Here's the neat thing about the mystery. The Bible says that once you know Jesus Christ, it's no longer a mystery. We know what it's all about, life and death.
Amen.
Eternal life. We know who Jesus Christ is. We know who God is. So God takes the blinders off for us. No longer a mystery. I mean, what a way to rest in that, huh?
Amen, brother. Amen. And see, because we have yielded the truth, remember, the government will be upon his shoulders. Because we've yielded the truth to ungodly men, we now get what we have, see. We have thrown off our responsibility to be a godly nation with godly government. We've thrown that off. And you know what we see now? We see these malcontents now trying to reapply the law to meet their requirements, which is exactly the way we do it in the church, isn't it? Isn't it exactly the way we do it in the church? Yes, sodomy is wrong, but, you know, let's love them. Let's love them anyway. See, we get to Isaiah 59, the Lord saw it and it displeased him that there was no justice. Isaiah 59, get that, Jared, for me, if you could, real quick. Yeah, yes.
While he's pulling that up, think about this. This is no different than 2,000 years ago, tying back to yesterday's show, Nothing New Under the Sun. This is Caligula with the gladiators. Put the Christians out onto the field and let the lions eat them for entertainment. It is no different.
It isn't, man. It isn't. It isn't. You know this. You know that those actors that just did that video that we watched, they wouldn't cry if they killed every Christian. But boy, if you want to kill those homos, you better watch out. You better watch out. I want to read all of Isaiah 59, but I'm not going to do it. I just want to take you to verse 11. I want to begin in verse 11 real quickly. I got a video I got to show you here before we get. Oh, we got time. We got time. Jared, since I looked at my clock and I have, oh, it's just, guys, when you get a chance, just read Isaiah 59. Oh, my goodness. Let's go to one. I'm going to run down through it quick. I'm going to try not to preach. I'm going to show you something. Isaiah chapter 1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, neither is ear heavy that he cannot hear. So there's nothing wrong with God, but your sins have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Not that he can't, he won't hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity, and your lips have spoken lies, and your tongue have muttered perverseness. No one calls for justice. Nobody pleads for truth. They trust in vanity and they speak lies. Somebody say amen. It's like he's sitting at the press box looking down at us, right? None call for justice and none plead for truth. They trust in vanity. They speak lies. They conceive mischief. Are they doing that or not? They bring forth sin. They hatch a cockatrice egg. That's a spider. And they weave the spider's web. And he that eateth of the eggs dies. When we eat the fruit of their lies, it kills us. And that which is crushed breaketh out into viper. Their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of sin, iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet, we're describing those people we just saw in that clip. Their feet run to evil. They make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are all thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their past, the way of peace they don't know. There's no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths, and whoever goes therein shall not know peace. You follow after the, we can see right now when Hillary didn't get elected that all their peace is gone, right? Verse 9, therefore is judgment far from us. See, judgment's a good thing, guys. Judgment's a good thing. Therefore, judgment is far from us. Neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity. For brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like we're blind. We grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. We roar all like bears, mourn like sore does. We look for judgment, but there is none for salvation. But it is afar off from us. Some of us just want Obama to be brought to justice. That's all I want. I just want him to be brought to justice. And if he's not brought to justice, our nation's not going to survive. For our 12, I think it is. For our transgressions are multiplied before us, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our sins, we know them. And then transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing away from our God and speaking oppression and revolt and conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, there's that word again, and judgment, there's that word again, is turned backward, and justice stands way off over there because truth has fallen in the street and equity can't enter. Yeah, truth has failed. And he that departs from evil makes himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. So there we are. The Lord, see, the Lord in righteousness, when he comes back in righteousness, he's going to judge and make war. God is righteous. He hates unrighteousness. We in America have embraced unrighteousness. See the picture? And so the Lord's writing this to us. He's writing this to us. Get them people back in line, will you? Will you? Come on, church. Get those folks back in line. He said, look for justice. There was none. It displeased him that there was. Verse 15, don't judge. Who are you to judge? Judge not, brother. Judge not. Don't be so judgmental, coach. Don't be so judgmental. Verse 15. Yeah, truth fails, and he that departed from evil makes himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him. There was no judgment. Cool. Wow. I was going to play the video on the 5 points of forgery on the birth certificate, but we all know that. You can see it. We'll post it for you. It takes about 8 minutes. I don't want to spend that time with it. But I want to show you this. Jared, pull up. Well, I got another one. I want to make sure I don't miss it. Do I want to share that one? What did I put there? Oh, that's a good one. No, I can't do that. Hey, Jared, put up there where the birther's right. I did this either 3 or 4 years ago. Okay? This is one of these videos I was talking about, these News with Views videos. It's 4 minutes and 30 seconds. And the title of it, 4 years ago, is Where the Birther's Right. Go ahead, play that, Jared.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer at NewsWithViews.tv at NewsWithViews.com, asking you a very important question that hardly anybody else is asking. And were the birthers right? Were the birthers right? Has there ever been a man to sit in the White House that we know less about than we know about Barack Obama? Were the birthers right? What happened in America that would have permit this obscure, unknown man in a matter of a couple years to rise to the most powerful position in the history of America, yet we know absolutely nothing about him? Something that's going on in America under the radar that you aren't hearing much about. Dr. Jerome Corsi and several others have been doing an investigation, not into the birth certificate, but into the fact that President Obama is using a fraudulent Social Security number, a Social Security number that was already issued to someone else. Folks, this isn't birther talk. This isn't made up stuff.
Fake news.
There's something seriously wrong with what's going on in America. You'd have to agree with me, wouldn't you? That President Obama is a fraud. He's not anything that he said he was going to be. He promised that it would be the most transparent administration in the history of America. He said they would post every bill online that everybody would have a chance to read. He talked about a greater economic opportunity for everybody. And folks, he's done exactly the opposite. Talked about the greatness of America as we continue to see America in the world, on the world stage, begin to decline.
4 years ago.
Luther's right. Is there really out there somewhere in the world a group of people who are in control of America and the American government or the world government more than we can even understand? Does someone rise to a position of president of the United States just because they happen to be popular? How many of Americans, if you really had the choice, would have chosen either Mitt Romney or John McCain, the two men that Obama defeated? How many would have, if that had been their choice, how many would have chosen those guys as those who represented their values? Is this a game that we're playing in America? Is Obama a fraud? Were the birthers right? See, I think that if we would understand the depth of dishonesty that's in our American government and who's really pulling the strings behind the scenes, we would be shocked to find out that what's happening is so many of those people's in the positions of authority, somebody has something on them. Now with the TSA and the IRS and all these investigations and drones and everybody looking into everybody else's business, there's not anybody in Washington, D.C. that somebody doesn't know something about. And they're controlling them through threats and intimidation. Were the birthers right? You mean people don't know about President Obama? We can't really find a birth certificate. We can't really find out about his Social Security number. We can't really find out about his Selective Service. We can't really see his records at Columbia University. Were the birthers right? I'm going to tell you that the day is going to come in America. I don't know when it's going to be, when we're going to look back over and we're going to ask ourselves this question. How was America so fooled that a charade like this could be pulled on the American people and this country be destroyed as a result of the lies and the inaccuracies and the deception in the highest office in the land? This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer at NewsWithViews.tv and NewsWithViews.com asking the question, were the birthers right? We'll see you next time.
What is it Rush Limbaugh would say? See, I told you so. Isn't it amazing how this whole thing is playing out? Lies and deception. And remember what Jesus said, there's nothing hidden that will not be revealed. Hey, guys, I hate to keep saying this. We're sitting up here. Most people, if they're in the stadium at all, or down here, if they're in it at all, most of them aren't even watching. They don't even know what's going on. They're just reading the score at the end of the game, see who won, who lost. And what?
A lot of people at the stadium aren't even in the seats where they can see the game for what little they can see. They're back there stuffing their guts full of food to satisfy themselves.
That's right. Or just talking to each other and enjoying the band. They couldn't care less what's going on out on the field. So I feel somewhat vindicated this morning. Huh? People they ridiculed me. They made fun of me. I got other videos. That's what I said, Rich. I got other videos. I go back and look at it. I say, oh, man, that is hot. That thing's hot. I got to recirculate that thing because they're prescient. Why? Because I'm hearing my daddy's voice, see. Hey, guys, when something comes up in your spirit and, you know, it says something's not right about that, it probably ain't right. And the Lord is probably giving you a heads up, warning you that something seriously is amiss. What unbelievable times. See, they thought Obama's coming in. They got all the cheating done in all the elections. They got all their people in power. They want. They got the Supreme Court. They got those lesbian women on there. They got everything set up. They got a hold of the Justice Department. They got everything set up. And Donald Trump comes and sticks his foot in the door, and they are panicking. Now, they really believe what they believe. But see, they're smarter than us because they see where this is going to go. We never see where they're going to take us, but they know where we're going to take them. And that ain't where they want to go. JR, what time are you up tomorrow?
10 noon. And you brought up a subject we're going to talk about. There's lawlessness, and we live, like you said before, in an amoral society. Barna says that I think something like 70% of Americans claim to be Christian.
76.
76. If that's true, what should America look like?
Boy, oh boy. You know why it is, JR? Because the government's not on our shoulders. The government's on the devil's kids' shoulders. We've thrown that load off. We've put it over on the devil and tell the devil, you make the rules and we'll follow them. And then we complain when we can't follow them.
We're going to talk about John Kasich as well.
Kasich. Is what I say. Kasich or Kasich or Gasich. Gasich. Any of those.
In answer to your question, what would America look like? I tell you, America right now looks like what it is.
It's a mirror, isn't it, brother? It's a mirror for sure. Hillary Clinton is a mirror of us. Wicked women ruling the world. There I said it, Jared. There I said it. Wicked women ruling the world and wicked women ruling the church. You say, Coach, how can you say that they're wicked? Because the Bible said that rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And when women rebel against God's structure of authority for the family and for the church, they are in rebellion. Sorry, Sarah, just telling it like it is. It's the sin of witchcraft. And this wicked spirit has entered into our church. And our church is being manipulated with lies and deception, just the same as we see going on in the government. Why? Because we, the body of Christ, have shrugged off the responsibility of government. Government's not on our shoulders anymore, even though we know it's ever increasing because God said it was.
Hey, 15 seconds if I can. Sure. Number one, Ruth, if you're listening, give me a call as soon as the program is over this morning. Thank you. And also, what blows my mind is the percentage of homosexuals and lesbians and everything in our society might be quite low, but the percentage of those folks in positions of power and in positions of prominence in the media is amazing.
Isn't that something, Larry? We pulled back and they moved in, man. Nature loves a vacuum. Christians pulled back. We're waiting for the rapture bus, and the homos moved in. and they're waiting for the homo sex bus. Which bus are we riding right now?
Hey, Coach.
Yep.
Just want to – the men rebelled first against God.
They did.
We rebelled first, and women just follow. They follow our rebellion.
And nature loves a vacuum, right? So the authority, the man didn't want the authority. The man wanted to be able to go out and have sex without any consequences to it.
Hey, the quote, church world was waiting for the rapture bus, and the homosexuals were waiting for the pizza delivery.
That's a good one to end on, fellas. Good one to end on. Nothing hidden that will not be revealed. I'm going to start getting some of these videos out because I think it will make people think, and going to dig them out of the old archives. Have a great weekend. How about this one? It's 4 degrees here in Ohio today. You ready? 51 tomorrow. 4 today, 51 tomorrow, only in Ohio. God bless you guys. We'll see you on Monday.